I remember a time in this country when a parent didn't have to worry what their kids saw on TV. It was mainly wholesome family entertainment that wasn't filled with expletives and violence and nudity and perversion. We had such a thing called the Motion Picture Production Code, and it was enforced from 1934 to 1968, and the code was divided into two parts. The first was a sort of general principles, which prohibited a picture from lowering the moral standards of those who see it. The second part were particular applications, which was a exacting list of items that could not be depicted, such as homosexuality or perversion, and the code sought to portray on screen only things that would promote traditional values. Well, that's because America was still a Christian country back then, and also in that code, sexual relations outside of marriage were forbidden to be portrayed as attractive or beautiful, and to be presented in a way not to arouse passion or make them seem permissible. Any sexual act considered perverted, including any suggestion of same-sex relationships or romance, was ruled out. But when society did away with the Hays Code, as it was known, then the wheels came off this country of moral decency, and a train wreck of perversion came crashing into our homes. Now all Hollywood does is promote perversion. They destroy traditional family values and pollute our society with sick, immoral, pornographic, and degenerate programming. And even Christians who watch it have become desensitized to sin. I remember when I was a boy in the 1950s, you stood and prayed in public school, and this was the prayer we prayed. Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependence on Thee, and we beg Thy blessings upon us, our parents, our teachers, and our country. Amen. Every little kid in school back in those days would stand first thing in the morning and acknowledge Almighty God and pray His blessings down upon us and our country. But on a day of infamy of June 25th, 1962, the U.S. Supreme Court declared school-sponsored prayer and Bible reading unconstitutional. They kicked God right out of the classroom. And since that time, when the wheels came off our educational system and we kicked God out of our schools, they became shooting grounds for mass murder, drug proliferation, and breeding grounds of immorality. But the blackest day in the history of America was yet to come, or should I say the bloodiest day. It occurred on January 22nd, 1973, when again the U.S. Supreme Court made a landmark decision making abortion legal through the ruling of Roe v. Wade. And it's been estimated that since that time, 50 million abortions. Did you hear me? 50 million murders of innocent babies have been performed and sanctioned. When the wheels came off America in the government, it sent blood splattering and spilling all throughout our cities and our communities. And the saddest day in the moral chapter of America occurred on June 26, 2015, when again the U.S. Supreme Court put themselves above the God of creation and they struck down all state bans on same-sex marriage and legalized it in all 50 states. Every ancient civilization that has promoted homosexuality has been reduced to ruin and rubble. Go take a look at Sodom and Gomorrah. Go take a look at ancient Rome and ancient Greece. When the wheels came off America, she crashed into a wall, and we've been living with that accident scene every horrible day. I remember hearing Leonard Ravenhill 30 years ago comment that if America didn't see revival, it would become a nation you wouldn't want to live in because things would get so bad. I wonder if he could come back today, what would the old boy say about it now?